We are back. It's a Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're talking straight-walled cartridges. I didn't even ask you who the segment's brought to you by.
This segment's brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friends right over here on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan.
Right around the corner from us.
Yep. Great people to work with. They've done so much work for me lately. I'm so happy to have them on my side. They're kind of like my, you know, if I was Rocky Balboa, he would be the guy in the
Burgess
corner.
Meredith.
Burgess Meredith. What was his name, though, on the show? Do you remember?
Mick.
Mick, was that his name? Mick, cut me. Yeah. It's like Tim, tire me.
There you go.
It's he's my pit crew.
Yeah.
So he keeps me on the road and going. So we sure appreciate him. You can reach him at 810-743-4210. That's 810-743-4210. You can get all their information right off my website, too, the GSS.com. But thank him. Monday through Friday, stop in there, call them, get on the list, get your car fixed. You'll be glad you did. And thank them for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. Cause you know, if we like the Second Amendment, we like our gun rights. We got to hold these businesses up that help keep us on the air and keep this thing going. So, what is it? It's been, I think almost 14 years now, 14 years we've been on the air and, got to keep her going. So Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, get a hold of them, 810-743-4210. Now, next on today's list is a gun I talk about a lot, but it's the 400 Legend. It's also the metric number for it is a 10 millimeter by 42. So like a 9 millimeter, Dan, is a 9 by 19. This is the 10 millimeter by 42 millimeter cartridge. So it's a 40. The 400 Legends, 40 caliber. The bullets are 405 in diameter. 405 meaning 4.405. So it's just a minute bit bigger than 4/10 of an inch, and it's designed perfectly. It's just the same size bullet as your 40 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun, but it's a different styled bullet that does a number on deer, and it's very strongly bridges the gap between the 350 Legend and the 450 Bushmaster. So, and that's exactly what they tried to do with it. And it was a Wildcat. It was originally a different one. It was basically designed from a Wildcat cartridge from 2014 called the 400 AR. And it became just like I've told you the story before about the 450 Bushmaster started off as the 45 Professional. The 400 Legend started off as the 400 AR. January 15th of 2023 is when it became available in AR rifles. And so it hasn't been around very long. As the shell is straight-walled with semi-pointed bullets, the total case length is 2.26 inches long. So it's not huge, but it's adequate, and it's become very popular. It's very nice in bolt-action rifles. It's very nice in semi-automatic rifles like your AR-15s. Now, and it fits right into the mag well perfectly and everything. They can't be any longer than that because that's what fits into mags. I like it. 1 in 16 twist. Case length is 1.65 because the bullets are pointed. They fly very accurately and very true. Now, the performance-wise, the 400 Legend actually pushes a 215-grain bullet at 2,250 feet per second. Now, it hits with 2,416 foot-pounds of energy. So that's pretty darn good. Now, it drops 26.4 inches at 300 yards. Now you say, wow, that's 26.4. But you know, consider what the options are. Like a 12 gauge slug would be eating dirt at 300 yards completely. Now, if you're aiming at a deer, you're aiming at the heart of a deer, it's basically 26 inches off the ground, you know, maybe 20 to 26 inches off the ground when you pull the trigger. So you gotta know these things. You gotta understand your trajectory of the bullets when you're firing these things at deer at long ranges to get ethical kills at that kind of yardage. So it does take practice, and it does outperform both the 350 and the 360 with effective range of out to 300 yards. Neither of the other two rounds say that it's good for that far. Actually, they say that the 350 Legend is only good for 150 to 200 at the most. The 360 Buckhammer, they say, is a 200-yard sledgehammer. And the ballistics kind of prove that out. It does a good job. It's effective. But this 400 Legend with that pointed bullet, which you cannot get out of a 360 Buckhammer, does a better job of flying. It hits better. It's a lower drag, so it flies better at longer distances. And so it's doing a good job. Now, recoil is moderate. Although it's more than the 350 and about the exact same as the 360, the felt recoil on your shoulder when you pull the trigger on these things kind of compares to a 20-gauge shotgun. It's got a pretty good thump to it. Not punishing, but you know you fired a rifle. Now, the reason why we're covering these straight well cartridges, of course, is because we're talking deer season coming up. And you only got, you know, 6 weeks now to get your deer hunting rifle in order. So if you haven't done it yet, or if you just decide this is the year you're going to stop hunting with a shotgun and you're going to start carrying a straight well cartridge round, you need to jump on it. You need to get her done. So the choices are great in Lower Michigan. You can do any of these cartridges and the 450, which we're going to talk about next. But you can also shoot 44 Magnums, 454 Casulls, 500 Smith & Wesson, 460 Smith & Wesson. These are tremendous rounds, and they're available in single shots. They're available in revolvers. Some of these rounds are just tremendous. I have a 44 Magnum single shot I use for a backup on rainy days. These are guns that just do a number. And, of course, I still love hunting with my 357 Magnums. Effective, and I know, but you got to know your limitations. You're not going to drop a deer at 225 yards with a 357 Magnum unless you have a miracle bullet. So you want to do it right, get the right cartridge, know your limitations, and don't try to exceed them. So when we start talking about the 450 Bushmaster, some of the funnest stories I ever tell is about, you know, being in the beginning stages of that 460 or the 450 with Tim Legender. We're going to get into that in a little bit. And that's exciting because to know that this thing's been around that long and the footprint that it has left in Michigan changed deer hunting in lower Michigan forever, and changed Ruger in the eyes of lower Michigan forever, because Ruger was so strong at providing these 450 Bushmasters to the public to deer hunt with. It just became Michigan's deer hunting gun. It became the new 3030 or the new 35. Tremendously popular guns. You know, Randy's Hunting Center up in the Thumb, they're a hub, and Ruger specifically made guns for them. And you know, last weekend we talked Ruger all weekend. It bothered me that they treated one gun shop that well and didn't share the wealth with a lot of other stores. Some stores were having a hard time getting them, and they were getting hundreds of the 450 Bushmasters up in the Thumb. But what they did was they certainly knew how to saturate the market. And they saturated that market with Ruger 450 Bushmasters and the American rifle. And I tell you what, they were they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of report, a very loud muzzle break. So remember to wear ear protection every time you fire these rifles, because all these rifles are loud and they can do ear damage every time you pull the trigger. Remember this, 46M, okay? You know what 46M is? It's a Silencerco 46M suppressor. Almost every one of these guns comes with a threaded muzzle. You can buy your suppressor, have it on. You might even be able to get it before deer season and hunt suppressed this year just by spending a little coin. So consider that. Daniel, how are we doing on time?
Well, we can take a break and come on back.
All right, we'll do that. So we're coming back with more of the Gunsmith Show. We're going to talk about the 450 Bushmaster in depth and what it can do. And remember, you can always email me at shooter@thegss.com. And thanks for hanging out here with us today on 10-4 Good Buddy Day. I'm happy about that. I'm excited. 10-4 Good Buddy.
You usually are, though.
I'm always excited.
That is true.
I'm happy to be in the studio.
He's an excitable boy.
I am. Talking guns on Saturday morning.
We're going to take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock.